Now he adds to this, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God, and this is the spirit of Antichrist, of which ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is in the world. Now, he has mentioned, this is the third time that he has mentioned Antichrist. And John is the only writer who mentions Antichrist, and he only mentions it in his epistles. Now we have this before us again, and I'm not going to be able to develop all of the great truth concerning this, but next time I want to talk a little about Antichrist. But we've seen already in 1 John 2:22, who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He's Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Now, we find that again here in this passage of Scripture that he's mentioned it. But I think we had a reference even before 1 John 2:22 in 1 John 2:18. Little children, it's the last time, as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, by which we know that it's the last time. We saw, since we've been in this epistle here, it can mean, actually, two different things. Anti can be either against, or it can be instead of. That is, an imitation. And we have presented that in Scripture. The Lord Jesus said, many shall come in my name. That is, imitating. Antichrist in that sense, pretending to be. And the other is against Christ. Now you have two beasts in the 13th chapter of Revelation. That first beast is the great political ruler that's coming, Antichrist to rule the world, a world dictator. Then you have a religious ruler that is coming, and he is called the false prophet there, and he causes the world to worship the first beast. And he comes like a lamb, but underneath he's a wolf, so that he imitates Christ. Now, I believe there will be two men, and it'll take two men to fulfill all that's said about Antichrist. You will have a great political ruler at the end time, and you will have a great religious ruler at the end time. Now, the civilization that we're in is all building up to the coming of Antichrist. That is, there is coming a great religious ruler. All the religions of the world to be put together in the movements in that direction today. And you have the same kind of movement, actually, politically, because there's a moving today toward one ruler for this world. It would bring peace, and it will bring it temporarily into the world. And it's going to be the most frightful time that the world has ever seen. We talked about that ruler when we were in the book of Daniel. Now, that's the picture that's given to us here concerning Antichrist. And already there are many Antichrists, and there are quite a few of them about today. But they are not the Antichrist, you see. They are teachers that are moving the world closer and closer to the day, and the world is being prepared for that one finally to appear.